Welcome to Calvin's Corner. My name is Phil Nasons, and I am the co-host of this weekly radio program. It's a Christian show like none other that you've ever heard. And we are on Max Sports Channels every day at 3 p.m. Eastern. That's Monday through Friday. We are also on the 405 Media, the talk alternative, every day at various times throughout the day. You need to follow them on Twitter because they tweeted out left and right. Want to let you know that we now have a website for this program. It's called calvinscorner.org. Come on over and check it out. We also have a Facebook page, and that link will be in the show notes. And we have a Twitter handle, and my partner is on the line. Michael Noonan is here to tell us, what is that Twitter handle again? I forgot. How are you?
How soon you forget? Hi, Phil. It's at Calvin Radio.
Calvin Radio, yes, at Calvin Radio.
At Calvin Radio.
I have so many notes here from, I have to record like six shows in 2 days, so I've got notes everywhere, so let me just, okay.
No, we are in complete self-promotion mode.
Yes, we are.
And we have all of the social media now to promote ourselves until you're ready to retch. So, yes, we have our own Facebook page. We have our own website. We have our own Twitter handle. And we would love for people to come by and interact with us on any of that media.
Absolutely. I'm not very good at Twitter. I'm okay at it. I remember when I first started the Twitter, it was when I had the old show a couple years ago. And I've got some followers and things, you know, but I'm not very good at Twitter. Can you give some – are you good at Twitter?
Actually, if you want to know the truth, Twitter is my favorite social media.
Really? Why is that?
Yes. Because people can only cuss you out up to 140 characters. It's really short.
Okay, that's fair enough. I hate Twitter.
Twitter is where I get my news. If you're into, especially people that are into fantasy sports, oh my. I mean, you can follow your teams, you can follow the players, you can follow the trainers, you can follow all of these people, and they're telling you what's going on as it happens. And as far as, you know, this is a big sideways move here, but when I was following what was going on in Mexico a few years ago, that's how they communicated, because obviously the newspapers couldn't cover it, because newspaper reporters that covered the violence in Mexico ended up dead. And so you could watch actual confrontations in various cities around Mexico via Twitter. I think Twitter is awesome. And so, yes, I'll take care of Twitter, and we would love to have you come and follow us, and we'll follow you back.
Yes, we will. Absolutely. And I even have the password somewhere. I'll find it, though. But because Michael sent it to me. He set up the Twitter. I set up the Facebook. We're a 50-50 operation here.
That's right.
As I'm sure you probably figured out. But we do have the website, and we even have it. You know what? If you'd like to help us out, you know, and defray the cost, because as this show gets bigger and bigger, it costs us more and more to do this show. So hit the donate button if you want, and that'd be great.
Phil? Ooh,
yes.
I don't have a donate button yet.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, I didn't even know. I just put up, I saw that you put something up there, and I went, okay, cool. And
you know what I put up yesterday?
What did you put up yesterday?
Snow.
You did?
Yeah.
I didn't look yesterday because I was like swamped.
See how you are?
Yeah, I was swamped.
It's my contribution to the holiday spirit.
See, there you go. I should have been over there.
On our website.
I don't mind looking at snow on a website. I just don't like it when it's out there in the world. The other day we had this ice storm, and I'm walking along. I got my computer in one hand. I got all my mixers and stuff in the backpack, and I got my lunch back there. I got some nice chocolate chip cookies in my pocket. And I slipped on the ice, man, and I did a full gainer up in the air, landed on my shoulder. I was really ticked off that I broke that cookie, man. Really ticked off about the cookie. Of course, I feel like I got beat up by a freaking lineman who chased after Johnny Manziel yesterday. But goodness gracious, Michael, I'd rather watch snow on the website. Where is this now? This is our website, right?
Calvinscorner.org. And if you go there, you'll note that the snow is falling.
I'm going there now.
You can't go there now. We're doing a show.
No, I can do both at the same time. It's called multitasking. Oh, look at this. Look at this. Folks, you got to come over to calvinscorner.org and check it out. Michael is very creative, by the way. Look at this. Snowing on Calvin, no less. I like it. Well done. Look at this. We got a theater
with Geneva in the winter.
Man, you were busy on this thing, huh?
I was very busy on that.
I like it. Look at this. Folks, I'll tell you something. Michael is very talented with these websites. I mean, I put my mine together, but that wasn't, well, I guess it's okay. But anyhow, we have a radio show to do, and I kind of got it sidetracked a little bit here. But it is Christmas, and Christmas kind of gets me in the upside down spirit. I don't know what it is, Michael, but I just can't get into it anymore. I don't know why that is, but I just can't get into it. How about you?
I'm pretty well known as being, you know, the Grinch's grandpa. It's a difficult time. It's a difficult time for a lot of people. I wish we would take in the church and just go ahead and call this commerce instead of Christmas, and then set up another time when we can actually get into the wonders of the incarnation. It becomes a time of, I mean, you know this, I know this, whether it's because of past experiences or your current situation, you've lost loved ones have left you, your financial situation's not good. It can be a time of incredible stress, and it's really hard to get away from. And
yeah it is.
You know, the thing I tell people, and my email volume goes up a lot starting right around Thanksgiving from people who want to know how they can cope with it. Because I haven't made it any secret on my blog over the years that this is not a fun time of the year for me. Even when things are financially okay and everybody's healthy, there's something about it that kind of just crushes me down. And the thing that I tell people is you can't really be honest with other people, because everybody expects you to be really jolly and happy and into the Christmas spirit. And people can get really critical of you if you're not. But you need to be honest to God about it. And it's not just at Christmas. This is year-round. You need to understand that you can always tell God where it hurts, even when you can't tell anybody else. And the thing that I come back to time and time again when I'm talking to people is you have that freedom in Christ to open up every part of you in prayer to your Father. Anybody that has kids knows that you want them to tell you where it hurts. You want them to tell you what's wrong. And it's when they do that, when they open up to you, that you can comfort them, that you can educate them, that you can lift them up. It's the same way in prayer. So be honest to God about how you're feeling. And then expect Him to come and comfort and lift you up and sustain you. Now, the chances are that December 26th will be the happiest day of the year for you. It is for me. It means it's all over. We survived all the holidays. We survived all of the expectations. We've been through all of that. And that's okay. Part of the reason that it becomes so difficult for so many people is the expectations that are put upon us and feeling the weight of those expectations. The thing you need to remember is that Christmas is about God coming as a gift to you. It's not about all of the other things that we've made it about. It's not about Black Friday. It's not about last minute shopping. It's not about who does what at the Christmas party. It's about the Father sending His Son as a gift to the world and a gift to you. And hang on to that gift until you can get through. And that works in almost every, it's not just Christmas, in all those areas of life where we feel that kind of stress and helplessness and despair even. Tell God where it hurts. Don't be afraid to tell God where it hurts. He'll come. Just like he came in the flesh 2,000 years ago to that, what we call a stable. It really wasn't, but a very humble place. He'll come to you, and he'll get you through this. And you start over again when it's all over. But you'll start over with knowing more than you ever have that you have a real relationship with your God. And that he's not going to be critical when you tell him where it hurts. That's the key to getting through this, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, that was well said. You know, Jimmy Cannon was a very famous sports writer, and he penned this, and I think it's from his own experience. Christmas is a holiday that persecutes the lonely, the frayed, and the rejected. And like Michael said, you know, these are the exact people that Christ came to save. The lonely, the frayed, and the rejected. And Michael's right. You have to go to your father, and sometimes you just got to tell him everything. You know, sometimes, like my friend Melvin says, you know, sometimes you just got to sit on his lap, cry, and tell him where it hurts. And I think that's exactly right. But Jimmy Cannon went through some stuff, too, and he understands. And I see that, too, every day. There's so many people out there that don't have homes or families, and they've been through a divorce, and they're far away from anyone that they even know. And it's a very difficult time of the year. And so, you know what? The best thing we could do, I suppose, is pray for these people. There's so many of them out there. And it, like Michael said, it's a very difficult time to even talk about when you're not feeling the holiday spirit, so to speak.
Right.
I don't feel it at all.
And understand, you're not alone. I know here in my part of the country, the economy has never recovered. So there's a lot of people in really tough financial situations this time of the year. And they're bearing those expectations of, you know, what am I going to do for my children? What do I do for my spouse? Especially when you have children, it really gets tough. Be honest with your family. Be honest to God. Be there. I mean, the greatest gift you can give to someone you love is your own presence. Not presence, but your presence. Focus on what you've got and give it away. And if you've got the strength, find someone else that's kind of in the same boat that you're in and help lift them up. Give them what you don't have. And in return, it will give you that much more strength to get through this time. And for those who are genuinely love this time of the year, God bless you. You know, that's one of the things that happens that's unfortunate is that people who don't really get into this, or people who are feeling that the incredible stress that can come at this time of the year, kind of get irritated at people who absolutely love it. Don't do that. Don't do that. Never take the joy that someone else has away because you don't feel it. Rejoice with those who are rejoicing. Because I know people who just love Christmas. Well, God bless them. Rejoice with those who are rejoicing, mourn with those who are mourning, and you'll get through this. You really will.
Yep, you're right. You know, Paul said something about his grace is sufficient for me, and that's what it has to be about. And this is the time when Christians that are having trouble actually walk the talk, you know. That's the toughest part. But, yeah, you're not alone out there. I just don't like Christmas. I haven't liked Christmas in a long, long time. It's not, I don't know what it is. I do, I suppose, but it's not for the air. But anyhow, it's a tough time of year. Really?
Okay,
is.
That's exactly what you just said. It's not necessarily for broadcasting, even if you don't have a podcast, or broadcasting to your circle of influence. But boy, it is something you need to tell God about.
There you go, exactly. And it's something that I do, you know, for a long, long time, I suppose. But yeah, it's a tough time of year. You folks out there, you know what? You're feeling the crunch and you're a little depressed. Our prayers are with you. You know, just hang in there. It gets better, you know, until you get home. And this is all part of going home. Right, Michael?
Everything is about that. But
that's right.
On our way home, we're also We're not just looking to get out of here. We're looking to make everything that we touch look like what it's going to be like as much as we can. In other words, we're the forerunners of the kingdom to come. We're the ambassadors of Christ that are out there going, this isn't the way it's supposed to be. And we're making it as much as the way it's supposed to be as we can. And if you don't have the strength to do that right now, it's okay. It's okay. Get through it. But remember, we're going someplace and we're doing something on the way there. We are building the kingdom one little step, one little hope, one little day at a time. It's here, but it's not here completely. It will be. And then all of this will be a memory. Grab
Yep.
hold of what you can do and do it.
Exactly. And you don't have to fake it and you don't have to do anything.
Never fake it.
Yeah, if you don't feel it, you don't feel it. You know what? Like Michael said, though, let's not be a stumbling stone to others or stumbling block to others either. You know what? And let them enjoy their holiday. That's what they like. You know, they probably put up with things that you do that they don't like either. It's all part of being a human being, being a Christian. And we wish you all a very Merry Christmas. There's no doubt about that. Even if you don't feel it, like Michael and I don't feel it, but it's all good. Now, you know what I'm feeling?
What are you feeling, Phil?
Johnny Manziel not playing the rest of the season.
There's only one game left.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. He shouldn't have been in there at all. Now, Terry Pluto, he's a, yeah, I'll drop the name. He's a friend of mine, and he's a pretty well-known sports writer. Here in Akron, he lives in the Akron area, and he pretty much lambasted the Cleveland Browns for putting him in there in the first place, and now he came up limp and lame. You know what there's people are saying though, Michael? This is kind of why I brought it up, is they're comparing him to Tim Tebow. They got the good guy Tim Tebow. You know, do you remember the old cartoons and the things where they'd have the devil on one shoulder and an angel on the other?
Yeah.
That's what they're comparing these two to be. In other words, they're both calling they're in a very clever type way, they're calling them both football busts. What do you think?
And I think that's stupid. You know, we live in the society where we want things instantly, and we take these kids out of college and we put them in the pros with the expectation that they're going to adjust to that level of game immediately, and when they don't, we're all over them. But let's be realistic. There are very few players. I think the last one that I can remember that came right out of college into the pros and did well was what probably Andrew Luck. It takes time to develop these kids. If you listen to the podcast, you know I'm a rabid Vikings fan, and I fell into this trap myself. When Bridgewater started his first game, he looked pretty good. Second game, oh my gosh, where'd this come from? You know, and it was like, okay, who are we going to get this year? As this kid has developed over the season, he's starting to look like an NFL quarterback. I watched him yesterday. He looked like an NFL quarterback. He's still going to make mistakes. He's going to have shortcomings. However, he looks like he's going to also be a winner. It takes time. And give Manziel the time. The problem with Manziel is that he has played the social media card to such a degree that he's brought all these expectations on himself. And unless he's got a really special emotional makeup, he's going to have a really hard time dealing with the kind of struggles that are inevitable. For these kids coming out of college. I don't know if he's a bust or not. I do know that as I watch Twitter and Facebook, there are still people out there that are true believers in Tebow. And I can't figure that out to save my life. Yeah, just because he's holy doesn't mean that he's a great NFL player. Because, you know, most of the great NFL quarterbacks were anything but holy.
No, you got that right. I don't know. I'm probably one of those guys because I make a living doing this of tearing these guys apart. But Johnny Manziel asked for it. You know, he all this little rubbing his doing this money thing he does. You know, he does a lot of things to bring it on too, because like you said, he's after the social media. He deserves what he gets. And let's be honest, he's been less than stellar behind center this season. He has done Tim Tebow, you know, people were really ripping Tim Tebow, and I'm one of them. But Tim Tebow is a better quarterback right out of the gate than Johnny Manziel. Johnny Manziel played terribly for the Browns this season. He was awful.
How can you make that comparison? Because it's two different teams. It's two different teams. How good has the other Cleveland quarterback been this year?
He's better than Manziel. At least he scores.
Go look at the numbers for the last five games.
Well, he's been horrible. Well, now three of those five.
He's been horrible.
Three of them, he had over 300 yards passing, though.
And how many interceptions?
Too many.
Thank you.
Yeah, but
so it's not a very good team, is it?
Well, it could be. They were doing great. You know what? I did a preview for them, and I picked them to be 7-9, and it looks like I'm going to be right. But the thing is with Manziel, Hoyer's a little more poised. You have to remember, Hoyer had no one to throw to, and lost their center. Now Manziel hasn't played at all, but when he did play, he wasn't that good either. So I just don't feel it when I see him.
Let the kid go through a full training camp as a starter. Let him get all the reps in practice. Let him do all of the things that a starting quarterback does, and let's see how he does next year.
That's fair enough, but I think I'm going to just continue to criticize him because it's what I do for a living.
The numbers are better.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, people.
You know, we should have found somebody to rip this week. We could.
Well, if you would have just let me do this, I would have ripped Manziel. But I couldn't really rip Manziel. I can, and I do, but, you know, there is a part of me that wishes him luck, but it's all the social media foolishness that he did and all this crazy talk. And when he was here in Akron with the team, he was talking smack. And I'm thinking to myself, this guy's a joker. And, well, it is what it is. But, yeah, who could we rip on? Because we need to increase our profile.
There's nothing like ripping on another person to draw really good numbers.
Are you kidding me? That's the best way to do it.
Oh, I'm well aware.
Yes, I know. Me too. I've done it, you know, when I was started my blog. But yeah, ripping people is a beautiful thing, but it's not a good thing. It actually isn't even a godly thing, unless it's fair. Criticizing Johnny Manziel's quarterbacking abilities are fair.
At this point in his career, come on now.
I would anyway, because that's what I have to do. But here's the thing.
Yes, Phil, what's the thing?
I want to say what I shouldn't say, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Okay.
If I don't criticize him, people are going to think that I'm soft. And the problem is because he asked for it, technically we're supposed to give it to him. That's like the sports writer rules.
Well, and it's not just sports writer rules. If you look at how we talk about pastors, how we talk about politicians, how we talk about entertainers, how we talk about our sports figures, it has to be one or the other. We're either lifting them up or we're tearing them to shreds.
That's exactly right. It's human nature, though.
There's my point. Is that it is human nature, and human nature is not good.
You're right, it's not. But
there is something seriously wrong with it, and it's getting worse and worse and worse. Where, I mean, I see it on the blogs, I see it on Facebook, I see it on, you know, these shows. If you're ripping the tar out of somebody, there are people that just really enjoy listening to it. And to be honest, I enjoy listening to some of it. But it tells us about who we are and why we needed God to send the gift of Christmas. Why we needed a Savior. Because that's what's in us.
There you go. That's it. That's the perfect segue. Boy, I tell you what, I set this up nice, didn't I, today?
Did you do that on purpose, Phil?
I always do.
Excellent job you did there.
The bottom line is this. I haven't said a word. If you listen to my sports show every day, I have not said a word about Johnny Manziel, and I'm not going to either. I cover the Browns. I write for a couple sites, and I haven't said anything other than the fact that, you know what, when you boo him, he deserves to be booed. But just remember that he's a 22-year-old kid, and what were you doing at age 22? Give the kid a break and leave it be. But as a football, as someone who watched that last quarter, though, Michael, because I had to, I was much happier watching Hoyer, to answer your question. It just seemed to me, I you know why? Because if, and this is not a judgment at all. Well, maybe, I guess it is. But I just thought
yes,
that.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, this is how I felt, though. When I got out of the studio yesterday at 20 after 3, and I flipped on, I used the stream to get from the NFL.com to get the game. I felt that the Cleveland Browns had a chance to win yesterday, where I've not felt that way when Johnny was quarterbacking last week.
How long has Hoyer been in the league?
Oh, he's been there a few years, but he's had his ups and downs.
Who did he come into the league with?
Oh, he came in there behind Tom Brady.
Yes, coached by Bill Belichick.
Yeah, there you go.
Come on now.
Still, though, it just that's the difference.
Now, if they don't look better with Hoyer, then he doesn't even belong in the league.
That's true.
But if you're going to have a rookie quarterback, you're going to suffer through some ups and downs.
You're right. And that's but the criticism that I levied was not against either of those two kids. It was more against the coach for putting Manziel in there last week when they still had a chance to win a playoff spot.
Which brings me to another point.
Okay.
I've been arguing in my fantasy league.
Ooh.
So, yeah, I have our fantasy league is really active and really passionate about football.
Right.
You don't know, I don't know, what the GM or the owner told that coach to do. We're assuming that Mike Pettine decided all by himself that, well, it's time to put Johnny in there. Johnny gives us the best chance to win. And the reality is, it might have been the owner who said, we're not selling any tickets. Our ratings suck. Everybody wants to see Manziel. Play him.
You read my site then, because that's what I said last week. This has to be the manager's. This was management's decision. I didn't make the excuse. I didn't try to go in their heads, but there's no way if you're a coach of a football team and you have any brain in your head, you're going to replace your starting quarterback who's gotten you 4 come from behind wins and who, okay, he has some tough times, but he's never been a superstar before. You don't replace him and put a kid in who hasn't played at all and expect him to win you a playoff game or a playoff spot.
No, not in a playoff push. That came from somewhere else.
Sure it did.
So, you know, again, you know, yesterday the Vikings, I mean, it was a horrible loss. Bridgewater played wonderfully. He looked really good. Does that mean he's going to be great? I don't know. It doesn't mean anything except that he played well yesterday. You got to take the long-term outlook. You got to look ahead in life. And next year, it's looking good for us.
And you know what? You look ahead and treat Christmas the same way. Look at it as a long-term.
Yeah.
Look at the big picture.
And
see the whole point, and you'll get through it. You know what? What doesn't kill us makes us stronger. This isn't the first Christmas you've had out there where it hasn't been exactly a rosy picture, and it probably won't be the last, but just get through it just like you did. Michael, great stuff today, and poor John Calvin and his teaching on baptism will have to wait another week.
We will have to do that next week.
We have to do that next week, unless something else comes up. Great stuff today, partner. Well done today.
I'll look for somebody to rip.
Yeah, okay. You do that.
So we can finish the year on a bang.
We want to finish the year on a bang. I've got a list of people. We'll talk about this off air, though. Michael, great stuff today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Phil.
All right. That was Michael Noonan. I'm Phil Nasons, and we have a very special musical treat. A friend of mine who does the bumper music for the Phil Nason Show, his name is Jordan Addison, has cut out a brand new single called Sleigh Ride. And here it is. For Michael Noonan and myself, we want to wish you all the very merriest of Christmases. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next week.